Romance at the Winery. Greetings, this is Erin Sullivan, your announcer for this podcast, written by my dad, Terry Sullivan. It's February, and that means heart-shaped boxes filled with chocolates are everywhere you look. In malls, grocery stores, convenience stores, and even gas stations. This month's podcast is about the romantic setting for proposals and weddings in vineyards and at wineries. Huh, I wonder if my parents are hinting at something. There is already a romantic notion about vineyards and wineries. Perhaps this is due to how well wine and food match. Add friends to the combination, and you have the recipe for a wonderful and potentially romantic evening. But proposals and weddings in vineyards and wineries? Some wineries make extra efforts to help the future groom with a proposal. At Potomac Point Vineyard and Winery in Stafford, Virginia, the highest point of the winery is a small cubicle with windows overlooking the vineyards and area vistas. A table for two is available. This is the perfect place to celebrate a wedding anniversary or to make a proposal of marriage. In Jackson, Michigan, Sandhill Crane Vineyards will help the would-be groom with proposal arrangements. Lights were strung in the vineyard, and as a young man took his girlfriend out to the vineyard, staff turned on the lights. She said yes. Other wineries offer a beautiful venue for a wedding. Black Star Farms in Suttons Bay, Michigan, has a beautiful in and outdoor setting for a wedding. They can also accommodate the wedding party. Other wineries also have large rooms for wedding party receptions. Virginia's Veritas Vineyards and Winery in Afton, Virginia, has a lovely room that can seat 250 people. Over 60 weddings a year use this room. Casa Larga Vineyards in Fairpoint, New York, has a beautiful event room and deck surrounded by vineyards. It, too, offers a perfect place for a wedding. If you love the great outdoors, a perfect spot for a wedding is Two Rivers Winery and Chateau in Grand Junction, Colorado. Not only surrounded by vineyards, the wedding party has views of the Book Cliffs, Grand Mesa, and Colorado National Monument. If you are considering proposing during February, check your local wineries for a possible spot for the proposal and the wedding. This is Erin Sullivan for Wine Trail Traveler.